left on the 7-day free trial of the Qurani app and it exceeded all my expectations. Alhamdulillah, I was worried that it was an overrated product. That's what he thought until he tried it. Brothers and sisters, you can build a habit with the Qur'an by 7-day free trial, brothers and sisters. No credit card details required at all. Download it and see what time it is.
All that happened was he misconstrued his arguments. Yes. He didn't get them correct.
All right, yeah. All right, let's do this,
My argument was from the argument from contingency.
Okay.
Yeah?
Now, can I ask you a question?
Let me just want to clarify a few things. Yeah, okay. I don't really delve with philosophy. Not too much. Like, I don't really... I even discourage some people too. However, the contingency argument, I use it in the form Ibn Taymiyyah used it, yes? So I do it to affirm God Almighty, and then I then use it to affirm his attributes, yeah? Okay. So my argument is from the argument from contingency. Do you know it? Do you want me to break it down?
Please.
Okay, so it's very simple, yeah? We have three kinds of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
We have possible existence, we have necessary existence, and we have impossible existence.
Okay.
The impossible existence is that you have a triangle square or a triangle circle. Do we accept that that's an impossibility?
Yes.
Okay, so we are left with two possibles.
Okay.
Which is contingent possibility and necessary existence, yeah? Okay, so those two are the area that I'm going to focus on, yeah?
Okay.
Now, do you accept that there are contingent things within our universe?
Okay, no, before we start this,
okay.
Where do you think contingency comes from, the idea? Where do you think, because it didn't come out of nowhere, where do you think the idea of contingency came
from? Okay, so when you say the idea of contingency, obviously I think people use their logic and rationality to come to certain conclusions. For example, that we have things within our universe that is dependent.
Okay.
So, therefore, if there are things that are dependent, we cannot have an infinite regress of dependent things, which is my second argument.
Yeah.
That if there are dependent things, do we accept that there is dependent things?
I don't. Because where does the dependency come from?
Okay,
the same place where contingency comes from. I'm just trying to dig into where it comes from.
So you do not believe that there are dependent things within our universe?
What is dependency?
Okay,
where does the need for dependency come from?
Something that relies on something else for its own existence.
Yes.
So
it sounds eerily like 14th century arguments proposed by Baruch Spinoza, were over 600 years ago.
That's fine.
Yeah,
whoever brought the argument, we are dealing with the argument, not who brought it.
No.
So very simply, do you accept that for your existence you require other things?
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with...
So you're dependent?
I'm dependent in the physical sense, not in the moral sense.
No,
but what you're proposing is the moral sense.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm not.
Because contingency is inherently a moral argument.
No, I'm using an argument for contingency to prove that there's a higher power, which is the necessary being that gave rise to us. So I'm not using it from the moral sense. What I'm saying is, do you accept that you are dependent on other factors to your survival?
Yeah.
May I paraphrase?
Okay.
So you're essentially saying that there is a chain of dependency. So you rely on other attributes, and that makes you a dependent being. You depend on other things for your continued existence. Yeah. And this chain of dependency will last forever unless there is a necessary being. At some point, it has to change, and it has
and
to be caused by
God.
Yes, but this is my issue with the argument. So a necessary being, how do we define this? As a thing that does not depend on any other attributes.
Yes.
But God...
No, I never said that.
Okay, well, but I'm saying that there does not rely on any other things to depend on for its continued existence. A necessary being is not dependent, it's not contingent on anything else.
It's the opposite of contingent.
Yes, it's necessary. So
it's necessary, it's self-sufficient, and it cannot be any other way.
Okay,
but why?
It's not composed of pieces.
So, and this is my thing, but surely God is composed of pieces.
No.
He has certain attributes.
No, yes.
All loving, all caring. If you would like to believe in such a deity, then you need to accept that God does depend on certain attributes and can be...
When has his attributes became other than himself? This is where I'm talking about the contingent argument that you're using and what I'm using. I'm making it very clear. Before we even come to that, I believe his attributes are an essence. It's his essence. It's himself. I don't divide it and go, the most merciful. Oh, we have another necessary being. I don't say that at all. You said that. So just to make something clear before we come to that, do you accept there are, like we said, there are dependent things within our universe?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you accept that we cannot have an infinite regress of dependent things?
I would accept that.
The issue.
If that's the case, well, okay, who am I talking to?
Why couldn't the universe simply be?
This is Bertrand Russell's argument, which I think is fantastic.
Yes, it's called a brute fact.
Exactly.
But that's just running away from the problem. But all you're saying is...
It's not, because why does it need a cause? Okay. Why does the universe need a cause?
Where does the idea of dependency come from?
Okay, one second. If I said God exists and that is a brute fact and it is, you will laugh at me. You say to me, what's a prophetic argument? There is evidence. What I'm saying is, what you're proposing to me is the universe just is, it's a brute fact, close the chapter.
No, that's not what I said,
The reason I would say that is because of Occam's razor. You want to go for the simplest explanation with the least assumptions. And God is an assumption to explain the universe.
It's not an assumption.
Where does God come from?
Look, this is what I'm saying. This is my argument. So let me repeat again. There are dependent things within our universe. There cannot be an infinite regress of dependent things. Therefore, we require a necessary being who is self-sufficient, who's not composed of pieces, and cannot be any other way, to give rise to the dependent things within our universe.
Yep.
Now, do you accept, is the universe dependent or independent?
Independent.
Independent. Now what you've done, which is good, which is something that we agree on, you accept a independent being. But you've ascribed it, you accept independence, you've ascribed it to the universe. So we are on the same page now. What we say is this, that's good. Now you've accepted the necessary thing. All you've done is, you said, it's not God, it's the universe. Now, is the universe, I'll ask you a question, is the universe composed of pieces?
Yes.
Then it cannot be necessary. It is dependent.
No, but this is the wait. These are all assumptions.
The policy of composition. But
these are all assumptions. This is an assumption.
God depends on different attributes. The universe is...
What your argument actually has the fallacy of composition, because you said, look, the universe is composed of pieces. All of these pieces have causes, therefore the universe must have a cause. You're looking at the parts to make an assertion about the whole.
But even if you talk about the fallacy of composition, you're saying that because the wall is made of small pieces doesn't mean the wall is small. But what if the wall is red? So I'm not even using the argument from composition, because that's the argument from Kalam, cosmological argument. Mm-hmm. I'm using the argument from contingency. I didn't say nothing about composition. I'm saying again, I repeat, you said the universe is necessary. I said, well, that's good, because now we agree that we require necessary being. All you've done is you've ascribed it to the universe.
I said,
is the universe composed of pieces? You said, yes, if it's composed of pieces, it cannot be necessary. If it's not necessary, it is dependent. If it is dependent... If it is dependent, what is it dependent on? Did you understand?
Yes, I get that completely. Okay. But the problem is that all of these assertions are inherently grounded within an understanding of the world that is inherently Islamic and is inherently religious.
Religious. I feel like Islam.
Yes, but where your arguments come from historically, actually, I'm telling you exactly where they come from. Ibn Sina alive? In the Islamic Golden Age. Age, 800 years ago, 900 years ago. Time has come. Listen. Time has come. This humanity has gone through a phase of development throughout time. These arguments that you're telling me now are arguments that, people that were professionals in logic. And they proposed them because they didn't have scientific understandings to explain the world. So they needed to explain the world, which suited the Christian, the religious, the Islamic, the their interpretation of the world. And that logic was employed with that purpose, because there was no other, science was shunned. Logic was the only answer.
Let's say I go with that.
Yeah.
How does that dispute my argument?
Because ultimately it exists in a framework that has now, we now have a better explanation.
So what's the better explanation?
So for example, the universe is composed of space and time.
Yes.
And if I cause this bottle to drop, the space in which it drops and the time from when I put my hand on and it falls, this is the universe. Outside the universe, this idea of cause and effect and something having to come into existence.
We don't even know how the universe functions.
Our rational framework collapses outside which is ultimately bound up in the universe. So this is a great mystery.
Because
I think the mystery, and I accept that my rational faculties cannot comprehend the reality outside the one we're immediately observing. And I think to say the universe it depends on something.
How does that disprove my argument?
Yeah, well, because you're saying...
But if you give me a history lesson, you've told me about the recent scientific study. That's understandable. How does that disprove my argument?
Because it's inherently archaic.
You're saying that the universe is composed of different things. So this is a very important point I need to ask you. Okay, so you're saying that the universe is dependent. It's a contingent entity.
Yes.
Because it depends on lots of things within it.
Okay. Do you accept that he said the universe is independent? Do you accept that?
Independent of what?
No. It's just independent.
It's independent.
In what regards?
It's just independent. It's self-sufficient. Do you accept that?
It does not rely on anything for its continued existence.
Yes.
I do, yes.
Okay, good. So you do and you do. Do you?
Yes, I would say the universe simply is.
You guys,
it's independent.
The great honourable gentlemen here are all in sync. You all believe that. The question I'm asking is the following. Please listen carefully. If the universe is independent, means it is necessary. Firstly, that means we both accept that we require a necessary being.
Where does necessity come from?
No, one second. The fact that there is dependent things, you require something that's necessary to give rise to it. Now, I'm asking you a question. Is the universe composed of pieces? Or can the universe be any other way?
But how do we know that?
For example, we have galaxies within our universe. If there were four less galaxies, is that still the same universe?
No.
Okay, so...
But there are probably galaxies blowing up and destroying our lives as we're talking.
So that means the universe can be any other way, and the universe is composed of pieces. That means it cannot be necessary. It is dependent. Now, listen carefully. If it is dependent, what does it depend on?
I'm saying it's not
you've
dependent.
Made a jump.
You've made an assumption. You make these jumps and assumptions.
What you're saying is you're looking at the pieces and you're saying, look, they have cause and effect.
I never said cause and effect.
You're saying it belongs to an unbroken chain of dependent.
I didn't say cause and effect.
Forgive me. Your exact words, but it's dependent on something else. It relies on something else.
For example, let me give you an example.
Okay.
A mother can give birth to the child. It caused the child, but the child doesn't necessarily depend on the mother for its survival.
Yeah. Yes.
So know the difference. I'm not using the Kalam cosmological argument. I'm using the argument from contingency.
Yes, yes.
So I'm repeating again. You guys said, I said, what did we say in the beginning? Necessary and contingent. We got rid of the impossible existence. So now what you guys said is the universe is independent and necessary. I said, okay, let's go with that. However, you're saying that I'm jumping the gun. How am I when I'm saying you guys said the universe is independent and necessary?
I never said necessary. Necessity. Necessity is two different things.
Okay, no problem. If it's independent, then I said to you, one of my arguments was what? If it can be any other way, and if it's composed of pieces, it cannot be independent. It is dependent. If it's dependent, what is
What do the pieces have to do?
On? Listen to me carefully. Yeah. What is it dependent on? It's a simple question.
No, this is my answer, that... inherently, it being composed of pieces, you know, how do you visualize pieces? How do you visualize?
Look.
I'm asking you a question. How do you visualize it?
What are pieces
in the universe sense?
Look, for example, we are a piece of the universe.
Yes, yeah, we are.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if I cease to exist,
yeah.
Okay, that means the universe can be any other way. I don't need to, that could be any other way.
Exactly.
So, therefore, it shows its dependency.
No, because what it does show is that we have a certain logic in humanity. We have a certain logic on Earth, and certain things work differently than they do. In the universe.
I don't have a problem with that.
But it's two different frameworks.
Guys, it's very simple. You've accepted an independent thing and he's called it the universe. I'm saying, okay, I'm with you guys. I'm on your team. But I'm saying the universe can be any other way. We said yes. We said, is it composed of pieces? We said yes.
Yes.
That is not my definition of an independent being.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, how can it be independent and necessary when you have given the attributes of a dependent thing?
No,
simple.
It
needs to be necessary to prevent this cause, this regression.
No. If it's necessary, then why is it composed of pieces? Why is it...
The very idea of necessity is a moral one. Moral morality. Morality brings about necessity.
But
what is necessity? That's the question I started our debate with.
Necessary, self-sufficient, cannot be any other way, and it's not composed of pieces.
Okay.
That's my definition of a necessary being.
Why can't the universe be self-sufficient?
Thank you, but that's what I'm saying. I'm saying it cannot be self-sufficient because of the following. It is composed of pieces, number one.
But why does that make... Why does that rule this out?
Because it shows that it's dependent. It could be any other way.
Because you're only looking at the pieces. It's a fallacy.
Is there galaxies within our universe?
Yes.
If we have five less galaxies, what happens?
No, same...
It's a different universe.
No, not really, though, because galaxies blow up and explode.
No, still. Okay.
Okay. I have your argument. Look, I understand.
Energy, yeah, for
the
example.
Energy doesn't
but how does that accommodate the fact that the universe is expanding?
What's the second law of thermodynamics?
Energy can't be created or destroyed. Or the universe is goes towards.
Okay. Energy cannot be created or destroyed in a closed system.
Yes.
But it's an open system.
Okay. No. What I'm saying is this: here, is there a set amount of energy within our universe?
No, it's expanding. This is my point.
I'm not sure.
But at one point, if you reverse it, that's where the Big Bang theory comes from. If you reverse it, they go to a singular point. If there is a set amount of energy within our universe, it is dependent on something else.
But there isn't. It's now being proved.
Is it infinite?
Infinite, because the universe is expanding.
No. You said infinite. Can you prove infinite to me?
The universe is expanding.
Expanding is not infinite.
Expansion.
Infinite cannot
go up or down. If I say I have an infinite amount of biryanis and I eat 2 biryanis, how many biryanis do I have?
Still infinite.
No. It's infinite minus 2, which is an impossibility. There is no such thing. The concept of infinity doesn't exist in the real world.
Yes.
There is potential infinite, but again, infinite. So now, if you're saying infinite,
it's my point. It doesn't exist in our world.
Okay. No, one second. Exist. And this is our world is the only world I'm talking about. Yeah. In our universe, if there is no infinite, then that shows that it is finite. If it's finite, it requires something else of its outside itself for its existence, which shows its dependency.
Yes. Yeah, so I understand exactly. But so, that logic is very good.
He's honest.
I'm saying the logical scaffolding you're using to craft your argument exists. You're right, but within the universe, within time and space, and this idea of dependency and cause, outside.
Dependency.
But outside this logical framework, these concepts simply collapse.
Can I tell you my view? So, the way I perceive.
First of all, before that, you didn't accept that it's a good.
But all I want to say is my view.
I admire your honesty.
Yeah, all I want to say is my view that. Where do the ideas of necessity, all of this contingency, where they come from? They come from a need to unify a people. Where does Islam come from? Where did Christianity come from? Where did Judaism come from? It came from the idea of repressed tribes, repressed people within a bigger empire that needed something to stand behind. I'm just telling you my view.
Okay.
And from which these your other views come from. Because then you come to the point where, okay, let's say you're, 1500 years ago, when Muhammad, when Muhammad came about, and he united the Arab people, united these tribes and created this huge Islamic empire, destroyed two empires while doing it, and created this force.
They were trying to destroy them,
but he destroyed them. But then, but as a coherent entity, he came in and destroyed them, So that's the point. But how else do you unify a people? How do you unify a people?
No, I understand, but you...
Use Islam. Islam is there.
I'm not even talking about Islam.
No.
I didn't even mention Islam.
Yes, I'm not. I'm just telling you my perspective on where your views come from.
Yeah.
So that... And then you come to the situation where you don't have the science to describe, to explain the universe. You don't have a physical, technological way of understanding what the universe is. What do you employ? You employ logic that is inherently grounded to our perception of the world within planet Earth, without understanding what's going out there.
That's fine. You use uniformity, regularity, and certain things to do science.
Necessity.
My friend, necessity. No, that's fine. But you've given me a kind of a history lesson / moral. I'm not even talking about that yet. I know this pen. Do you wake up and this pen explodes? Have you ever seen because there's uniformity and there's regularity, yes?
Okay.
So we know we can do science. If that didn't happen, we could never do science. That's when we look at quantum mechanics and we talk about the double slit experiment. Yeah, there are things that happen in which we're like, whoa, that doesn't make sense to us. So we use our rationality, irregularity, uniformity to do science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you guys an argument.
Yeah. It's inherently moral.
No. Look, I'm not using a moral argument.
Yes,
it could be inherently moral, but I'm saying that very simply, I've made an argument. You guys haven't given me anything to disprove it. I just want to come and say to you, Ali, the universe is necessary and independent because of A, B, and C.
Ali, I don't know where we're... What's the ultimate issue here? You're saying that the universe needs something...
A necessary being that gave rise to it.
Yep.
Then I can come and talk to you about its attributes.
And you're defining... defining a necessary being
yes.
as something that doesn't isn't composed of parts.
But pieces.
Again,
pieces.
Again.
And it cannot be any other way.
Yes. Yeah.
And is independent.
Independent, okay. self-sufficient.
And self-sufficient.
No, I get that, but where does
it... I'm saying that under these, your terms and your definition, and the definitional structure yeah. that we're using to construct the arguments on,
yeah.
under the definitions that we have agreed, you are accurate in your assertion that the universe is composed of parts.
Yes.
But what Alexei is ultimately saying is that this argument is archaic and does not reflect the reality that the universe is not necessarily
because,
necessary.
No, because necessity, not, this is my point.
Why do you say it is necessary by saying
no, this is my point. Necessity is a construction.
The universe isn't contingent. Doesn't necessarily have to be contingent on something else.
No, it has like to. God. That's why I gave you my evidence.
I'm saying under your definition, yes, that's true.
So you accept it?
I'm saying under the definition that we have agreed upon.
No, Stubbo.
This is not the ultimate point. Though, because yes, the universe is composed of certain attributes.
Look, let me ask
this is true. So it immediately prevents it from being a necessary being.
Thank you.
If we're going to disagree, then we have to disagree on the definition.
Thank you.
But I'm saying that this definition is ultimately irrelevant because the universe could conceivably have been caused from nothing, and it could, but not caused. No, I'm not talking about
nothing.
Causation. Yes,
from nothing.
Where does the idea of necessity come from?
My first question to you: time and space in which you need stuff to occur.
Did you say that the universe can be composed from nothing?
I'm not composed of nothing. I'm saying that I simply.
No, you said it can be.
I'm saying under the logical framework.
That's illogical.
I'm saying under our logical framework
that
we use to comprehend our perceptions of the natural world.
Yes.
Then it seems inconceivable. That something can come out of nothing.
Exactly.
But this is still, it's not an impossibility.
Yes,
you listed this the three
yes,
different
is.
Things, yeah. but this is not an impossibility.
It is.
Because outside of our logical framework, outside of the universe, it could be conceivable.
No, it cannot be. What are you talking about?
The process by which chemical reactions take place could be totally different.
No, Ali.
That's fine.
I think this is more likely than positing a deity, and this is where we ultimately disagree.
Look, listen to me carefully, yeah? I use the argument from contingency.
Uh-huh.
Till now, you guys have not touched upon number one. Now you are asserting that, look at this, can it be God? No way. Can it be nothing? Maybe. That is preposterous.
No.
Let me finish. I'll listen to you. Let me finish. What is nothing? The absence of something.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to my math teacher and say zero can equal one, he'll give me a backhand and make me fly back to the class into the classroom.
Of course.
You are now asserting the most preposterous position, which is it can come from nothing. Can it be God? No way. Can it be nothing?
Maybe he has
yes.
some support from scholarship.
Exactly.
No.
I would simply ask you the same question about the necessary being. You're positing. Where did that come from?
Okay. Good.
As well?
Good. Okay. Let's stop now. First of all, what did you do? We agreed that you ascribed the necessary being to the universe. We showed you guys that the universe is composed by pieces. Can be any other way. So we realized that it's dependent. Then we said, what is it dependent on? A necessary being that is independent. It is not composed of pieces, and it cannot be any other way. Now, that is my argument, and you guys haven't said anything.
Yeah.
Now, do you accept that now a necessary being is required for the universe to...
Let me ask you a question first. Wait. No. Because you have not answered my first question that I asked. No. Let me ask you a question that I began this debate with. What is... Okay, no. Your definition of necessity is very carefully crafted according to your interpretation. According to your own interpretation of the world.
Yes.
But if you look at what is necessity, why do humans need something necessary? Where does it really come from?
No, it's not about where it comes from.
Yes, it does.
I have formulated an argument
that
you guys till now, I think it's been about 50, one second, let me finish. It's been about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I have not heard.
No, because you're not answering my question.
I have not heard one counter argument towards
it.
You gave me an example about the Islamic history. Mm-hmm. You said to me about nothing.
I just asked you where you said something, they had to go at you.
Your argument seems to be the universe.
Guys, I'll answer the question again. Please tell me.
Okay.
You guys said the universe is independent.
Yeah.
Good. Then I said the universe cannot be independent because it is composed of pieces and it cannot be any other way.
This is my problem.
One second, let me finish, guys. then we acknowledge that the universe is actually dependent, not independent.
But I reject your definition.
One second. Brother, one second. Then I said, then what is the universe dependent on? And you guys haven't given me an answer.
No, because this is my point.
I'm asking again. No, what is the universe dependent on?
No, because listen, the point is dependency. Dependency is a moral argument. Like I said at the beginning.
What was my definition at the beginning?
Yes, your definition. But I don't agree with that definition. Yes, but that's your definition, Ali. That's your definition, Ali. No, no, no. I'm telling you. I'm asking you a question.
Definition. This is a
no. This is the point.
With due respect. If it disappears, I don't care.
No, no, no. Ali. My point is. My point is necessity. The idea of necessity, I disagree upon that. Because that is absolutely... Because necessity is inherently a moral trait.
Yes. Irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant. Because
tell me what's wrong with it necessary.
Necessity, it comes out of humanity's... Yes. No, listen. Let me talk. Necessity comes out of humanity's need to understand itself. It doesn't... This idea that you connect parts and pieces of parts to necessity, that has nothing to do with it. The universe can be any way it can be. The universe is not connected to human logic. It's not connected to necessity. It's not connected. These are two different things. That's my point.
Does science not use regularity and uniformity to do the studies?
Yes, of course it does.
So now, hold on a second.
Uniformity and regularity have nothing to do with pieces in the universe.
In order for you to do studies, you need to know that when I use a pen for an experiment, it doesn't bloody explode.
Yes.
There's uniformity and regularity.
Yes,
otherwise, you can never do science.
But you never know that.
One second. We use our logic and certain laws that are in place to do science. I'm giving you guys a logical argument, and you're here telling me, no, we reject your definition. On what basis? Oh, we just do.
No, I didn't say that. No, I said it on a very good basis. On a moral basis, I reject your argument.
Ask my question.
Yep.
What does the universe depend on?
Nothing. Because the universe, you don't need a dependency.
What I'm really disputing here, can we just clarify? We need to clarify a very important point.
You said
the universe, one another.
You said the universe doesn't depend on anything, and you are the same person who said the universe is independent.
Yeah. But what is your definition of independence?
Listen to it. What's your name?
Alexei. What is your definition of independence, my friend?
Listen to me. Yeah, Alexei. If he was Alexis, I would say, Alexis, listen, yeah?
Look.
Listen to me. You're saying the universe is independent. Now that I prove this independent, please hear me out.
Okay.
Listen to learn. Not listen to reply. You said the universe is independent. I proved that it's dependent. Now when I say it was dependent on you, got nothing.
But you didn't prove it. You proved it was dependent according to your understanding of what dependency is, which I'm telling you is inherently immoral and it comes out of your religious beliefs.
Is the universe composed of pieces?
That does not define its... Yes, it is.
Okay, can it be any other way?
It probably can.
Yes.
Okay, that's dependent.
How is that dependent, though? What's that dependent on? What's it dependent on? Yeah, but what is it dependent on, my friend?
You guys talk. I've done my bit.
Okay, exactly. This is good. This is good. You've talked. Now we can talk properly. The idea is dependent on is inherently moral and it's based in humanity's wanting to understand something that it can't perceive. How do we perceive the universe? You talk about galaxies. You talk about... Yes, but what is necessity?
I can ask a simple question.
You're saying it's a moral argument.
Ali, I ask you a simple question.
But what is necessity?
Can we just make this point? By the same standard, so you're saying the universe...
Said it can come from nothing.
I would ask you the same question about positing a deity, which you haven't answered yet.
Why can't it reasonable when it comes to a deity? You even said it can come from nothing.
But you're saying that exactly same thing about this necessity. Deity, you're saying that can come from nothing.
Yes, but what is necessity, my friend?
I've given my definitions. I've given my definitions for a contingent thing. I've given my definition for lesser being.
Okay.
You have not answered me.
This is the point. We want to avoid it.
The ball is in your court.
Yes, the ball is in our court.
We want to avoid an infinite.
It is a moral argument. Because this is my point. Where does
the void? No. I'm going to give my final closing statement. You do it. We want to move on with the brothers, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've answered a simple question. My argument was very simple, yeah? Okay. There are dependent things within our universe. There is independent things.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said dependency is something that can be any other way. It's composed of pieces and requires something else for its own existence.
Yes.
Then my dear friend said that I said, is the universe dependent or independent? He says independent. Then I said to him, it cannot be independent because it's composed of pieces and it can be any other way. So we acknowledge that it's dependent.
No. That's not.
I'll close the statement. You guys can make it.
Okay.
So, and then I said to them, since we agree it's dependent, what does it depend on? He said, maybe from nothing. He said, it depends on nothing. So my argument is very simple.
the atheists are terrified to say it can be God.
It can be nothing. It can't be like anything. It can be infinite,
but it cannot be God. That's my closing statement. You guys make a decision.
Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. May I say, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure debating. It's a pleasure debating.
Thank you very much.
We're going to carry on.
It's a matter of probability. On one hand, the universe comes from nothing, but you still haven't asked me where does this necessary day.
Stubble. Closing statement.
Yes, which I'm about to finish. And I would say this last thing.
What Allah says in the Quran. It has to be one God. Otherwise, there'll be chaos.
Okay, well, there's one.
No. Listen. My statement, my response to Ali is that necessity is an inherently, it's a moral construction. Because where does the idea of necessity come from? Where do you really, when you wake up every day, think about God? Because you believe it's necessary to your own existence. That what Ali's done is now zoomed out and imposed that on the whole universe, and then put his own definition of what dependency is, which I don't agree with. I don't think dependency consists of God. I think dependency is one of the things which you listed, which is the third thing, which is it has to depend upon something, which is what he said. That is the one thing I agree, but this is why I said it's not dependent, it's independent. It's got nothing to do with our understanding of logic, with our understanding of morality, with our understanding of necessity, because we're using our values, we're using our understanding of how to live our lives, and imposing that upon a system that's inherently can only be understood through science, through physics, through these subjects which have nothing to do with necessity.
Got to push in.
The Big Bang has nothing to do with necessity.
Okay.
I just want to make a statement.
I believe that the argument that the universe is dependable comes from the fact that you look at the pieces and you say, well, this is dependent on something else, therefore the entire universe must be dependent on something else, which is the fallacy of composition. It's a fallacious argument which I reject.
Which I didn't use, by the way.
I must have misunderstood your argument.
I did not use that.
Inherently, dependency.
Forgive me, we will have
to... Okay, guys, close the statement quickly. Well, close the statement. You finished?
That was it, yes.
Okay, that's it, guys.
Ali, thank you.
For coming, but my dear friends here would like to carry on the discussion.
Yes, thank you, Ali. Where is it? Ali, I'll be back next week.
No, stay. We're going to have a discussion.
No, I mean...